read that? Well, it's got some cool little stories in it. Well, one day I was at work years ago, and I read this story about a prairie chicken. Some of you heard the story about a prairie chicken, but it ain't going to hurt you again. Hear it again. There was this prairie chicken out, and where you find prairie chickens, I kind of got to study, you find them in Arizona. Well, this prairie chicken got lost. No, not this prairie chicken. There was this prairie chicken coop out in Arizona. And it was on this farmland. And this eaglet fell out of this nest and wobbled its way over into a prairie chicken coop. And it started to live with the prairie chickens. And what it did is, and prairie chickens aren't really good for much. You can't eat them. They don't do anything, but they scratch around for old dead worms, and they just fight, and there's not a whole lot of good. They don't do a whole lot of good. So this eaglet is in this coop with this prairie chicken. And he starts to act like the prairie chicken. He's just scratching around the coop and, you know, trying to be one of the fellas, you know, one of the prairie chickens. Well, one day, this eagle was soaring over this prairie chicken coop. And this little eaglet, he looks up in the sky, and he says to all these prairie chickens, he says, "I want to be like that." And they all started laughing. They said, "You are. You just can't see it. You are like that. You just can't see it." Well, that's the way it is with a lot of us. Our environment and the way we've been raised, we are acting like prairie chickens. We're settling for a whole lot less in life. And God has created you to be like an eagle. He's created you to be like an eagle. And I remember a lot of times I would use excuses for not succeeding in life because of the way I was raised. And that's what a lot of people do. They use the way they were raised, their childhood, or their parents didn't do this, or their parents didn't do that, and that's why I'm the way I am. And that's an excuse to not succeed. And there's no excuse in the kingdom of God to not succeed, because God has created you to be successful in life. Are you with me this morning? So let's look at this eagle. He's created us to be like eagles, right? It says in Psalms 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." There are benefits in the kingdom of God. Are you with me this morning? I always say, if you're going to have a fit, make it a benefit, right? And I said last week, we got a church full of misfits, so if we got a bunch of misfits, we're going to have a benefit, right? So bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouths with good things, so that our youth will be renewed like an eagle. You see, God wants you to be like an eagle. He's created you to be like an eagle. Well, I want to talk to you this morning about the golden eagle. The golden eagle you will find in Arizona. And this is an awesome bird. When the Bible talks about the eagle, it's always speaking of the golden eagle. The golden eagle, now get this. When a female and a male come together, they start frolicking and flying and carrying on. They do that for 3 years. 3 years. I've had people say, "Come on, Pastor Fred, I want to get married next week." Not here. We're in the kingdom here. They just met this guy 2 days ago and they want to get married next week. Folks, I'm telling you, that ain't going to work in the kingdom. But now listen. Eagles, they don't just hook up. They got to get to know each other before they make plans for the future. So they frolic around for 3 years. And then the female will get a log. I'm talking a log, not a twig. A log. A big log, you know, in diameter. And she'll fly up 10,000 feet. And 10,000 feet. And drop that log. The male sees that. He goes down and grabs it before it hits the ground and brings it back to mama. She says, now we can do something. And they start building their nest. They start building their nest. And they build their nest 10 to 15,000 feet in these high mountains in Arizona and in Colorado. 10 to 15,000 feet in the air. Each one of their nests, you know how much it weighs? Anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 pounds. That's how much their nest, that's how heavy their nests are. So they start building their nest, and they start working together, and they get most of their material from the ground and bring it up. That's hard work, isn't it? It's a lot of work, isn't it? So what they do is they start building this nest, and they line it with rabbit fur, and they make it all nice and cuddly and cozy. And then they have some eaglets. There they are. They started their family. Well, they watch over their eaglets and protect them. And if a storm comes, it says in Psalms 91, it says that in the secret place he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Well, when a storm comes, mama just spreads her wings out over the little ones, and they don't even get wet. She protects them. They constantly are watching their children. The eaglets. So what happens is, they get to a point where it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. So what they do, what mama does is, she'll take one of the little ones and toss it. And it's falling 10,000, 15,000 feet. It thinks, man, I'm going to die. Well, here comes papa. That was the log test. He brings it back up. You see, if you can't take care of my kids, I don't need you. Did you get that, men? So, they do that, and they do that, and eventually, the eaglets begin to fly, soar. They don't flap their wings. And then they go back, and they have what they call a molting process they go through. And they're in their nest, and they lose their feathers. And it's very painful. And when their feathers come out, now a larger feather grows in. So now when they're tossed out of the nest, so they can soar higher. So that's what, that you see the correlation there? We go through painful times, but it's ultimately it's going to take us higher in the things of God. Are we making sense? So, that's what he's doing. If we watch these eagles, we will see things about God. I'm telling you, they are all in watching this eagle. Now look at this. An eagle will not eat dead food. It won't eat a dead deer along the road. It won't eat a dead rabbit. It won't eat a dead animal. But now a vulture is the first cousin of the eagle. And they will eat anything. If there's enough dead deer along the road, a vulture will go down and he will gorge himself. And he will eat and eat until he can't even fly anymore. And then now he's prey to fox, wolves, and all kinds of other animals. Because he's overeaten. See, that would represent the world, the vulture. You see that? A vulture, you know what else a vulture will do? A vulture will have a nest with young vultures, babies in there. And he will go to another nest and hook up with another vulture that he doesn't even know. You know what I mean. Do I have to make it any plainer? An eagle won't do that. An eagle is stuck with one for life. stuck with one for life. They will not go to another nest. They stay with the one that they hooked up with. I'm stuck. I'm glad I'm stuck. I'm good stuck. But that's what happens. An eagle won't do that. But a vulture will. He'll go to another nest. He'll eat anything. But an eagle will only eat live food. The Bible says the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God is alive. That's why you and I need to have a healthy diet of the Word of God, because it is going to bring life into our life. Amen? That's the correlation there. They will not eat dead food. I'll tell you what, these eagles are just too awesome. They are awesome birds. Now, there's something else about an eagle. An eagle can fly at altitudes and soar at altitudes for 40, as high as 40,000 feet. They've been spotted at 40,000 feet. I read an article where one guy was at an altitude of 36,000 feet, and a salmon flopped up against the windshield of the plane while he was flying. Got stuck on the windshield. The only thing they could figure is that they startled the eagle and that he dropped that salmon. Where else is the salmon going to come from? Right? So, no other bird can go to the altitude that an eagle can go to. None. An eagle can see a lizard from 1,000 feet in the air. On a little lizard on a rock. They have eyesight very keen. No other bird has the eyesight of an eagle. That says that our perception of the things around us as we grow and mature in the things of God is going to get greater and greater. We're going to see things that other people don't see, right? That's the way it is. And that's the way it is in the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus said you must be born again to see the kingdom. So, these eagles, they can fly as high as 40,000 feet. That's up there. That's high. Now, let's look at this. In Romans chapter 8, it says this. It says that the law of life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. Remember, we talked about the kingdom of God is under the royal law of love. And so that's what the kingdom of God is. We've been delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Colossians chapter 1. We are under the royal law of love. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. When you and I are in the kingdom, we are under a whole nother law. A whole nother law other than the world. The world is under the law of sin and death. And let's look at that as that would be gravity. Okay? That's one of the simplest ways to explain it. Gravity. So, gravity, if you take anything and you drop it, it's coming down, right? You get up on top of this building, you jump off, you're going down. Well, that would be the law of sin and death. That's the way it is. So, the law of life in Christ is a whole nother way. There's a law of aerodynamics. And I'm going to use that as the example for the law of life in Christ. An airplane is under the law of aerodynamics. It's not bound by the law of gravity. Because it's operating under a whole nother law. And that's the way it is in the kingdom of God. You and I are under a whole nother law. Alright? Now, that's when we hang around people that are constantly down and constantly negative and constantly, you know, they're just complaining about everything, that is going to bring you down. They're under another law, the law of gravity, the law of sin and death. That is going to bring you down. God wants you to rise above that, right? The Bible says in Proverbs 18 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. You put those laws in motion by the words that you say. You put the law of sin and death by the words you say. You put the law of life in Christ by the words you say. You see that? So you got to watch who you're hanging around. Are you with me? Because they will bring you down. Now, the biggest enemy of an eagle is a crow. The number one enemy of the eagle is a crow. And when you get two or more crows together, it's called a murder. M-U-R-D-E-R, murder. When crows see an eagle by itself at a low altitude, they will gang up and start attacking that eagle. I used to preach at where I used to work sometimes at lunchtime, and I was preaching on this eagle one day, and there was this Indian group there working in our plant, and they were doing some piping, and they said, "Man, we've seen that. We've seen crows attacking those eagles, you know, and they're listening, you know." But the idea is that they will gang up, and they will kill that eagle if that eagle hangs out there till, you know what I'm saying? So what happens is that eagle, he just keeps on going up a little bit higher. And eventually, the crows just choke. They can't get to the altitude that the eagle can get to. So they choke out, and they can't go there. There are a lot of crows around. There's a couple of them in the church. Are you with me? God wants us to soar above all that mess and get to another place in Him and rise above all that nonsense and pettiness and live a life like an eagle. Are you with me today? That is the call of God on our life, is to be like an eagle, not a prairie chicken. Jasmine, where's Jasmine? There she is, Jasmine. Say, no prairie chicken. All right. We don't want no prairie chicken. Lindsay, I know you're going to get this tape. No prairie chicken. You are created to be like an eagle. You see, I'm speaking to things that aren't, and it's going to come to pass. You see that? You know, I don't see her, but I know she's going to get this word. We're sending her the tape. She's in college, but I know she's going to get this word. Lindsay, you're created to be like an eagle. Go, girl! Folks, I'm here to tell you, when we understand and we begin to see the way God has created us, it changes our life. Everything about our life. If it doesn't, something's wrong. Remember, all good gifts come from above. All good gifts come from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. He never changes. He never changes. But when we get His word on a thing, and now in the invisible, now when it comes to the invisible, it always brings change. And He's coming back. And one of us has got to change. Amen? And it's not going to be Him. So, when we are in relationship with God, it always brings change. It always brings change. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. That word renew in the Hebrew means to exchange. In other words, it means to exchange your weakness for His strength.